Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to me, Jack Lutz, with
Troy Stegner.
And with us on the line, we've got Steve Cardenas, and this show is about to start
now.
All right. Welcome, welcome, Steve Cardenas, very famously known for playing Rocky DeSantos from Power Rangers, and he's starring in a brand new Power Rangers show. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great now, man. Now, Steve, I gotta tell you something. Usually, I never start an interview going directly into Wikipedia. This is a first time right now, okay?
And oh, yeah?
Yes,
it's on the internet. It has to be true.
Right, exactly. So this is the first time I've ever opened with something off of Wikipedia, and I just need to know if this is true or not. You know, I've just as an interviewer, you always brush up on who you're interviewing just to see if it's true or not. And immediately, right away, it says it says semi-retired. Is that true? You're too young, Steve, to be a semi-retired actor. Come on now.
I don't know why it says semi-retired actor. I still do stuff. I'm not really sure what that's about. You know, I'm not the one who writes the Wikipedia things. I think that anyone who's a member of Wikipedia or whatever can go in and just change your story or something like that. So I don't know. Somebody else is going in there and putting stuff in there. I wouldn't say that I'm semi-retired at all, you know. I'm just not a big fan of auditioning and stuff.
Right.
So I like to take roles that are just kind of brought to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and me both. I completely agree with that, too. So somebody obviously went in and said, well, he's probably just not working or something like that. So if you get something semi-retired. But we're putting that to rest right now. Right now, you're not semi-retired. Way too young for something like that.
I'm open for business, man. I'm open for business.
Hey, and you know what, man? Business has been good, man. For the casual fan, let's take a walk through time, man. I wanted to talk about the genesis of your acting career. I mean, here you are, a dude out of Texas. What part of Texas, by the way, were you from?
I grew up in San Antonio.
Oh, okay, cool. You started your martial arts career at what age, more or less?
I started when I was 12. I was obsessed with karate. I was obsessed with karate movies and kung fu movies and things like that. I was bullied as a young kid, and so I always had this fantasy of being able to do karate so I could kick those guys' asses that used to torment me on a daily basis.
And, so you were like the real life Daniel LaRusso, more or less.
It really was. Well, that, when I saw The Karate Kid, it really resonated with me, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And later in life when I got to meet Ralph Macchio, I was, like, totally fangirling. I'm like, oh, my God, you're the reason I got into karate. You know, so I was like a 12-year-old kid all over again. It was amazing. I grew up, like, as a young kid in Idaho, and that's where I used to get bullied all the time. I was kind of socially awkward and, you know, I was just trying to make friends, but ended up pissing people off, you know? So I pissed off the wrong group of kids and they used to kind of torment me all the time. And, you know, so that's when I got obsessed with maybe wanting to learn martial arts or whatever. But, it wasn't until I moved to Texas and went to live with my dad that, I started doing martial arts. So the bullies weren't there anymore because, you know, I moved away and then I got involved in martial arts and, you know, things turned around for me after that.
Man, that's almost exactly like the Karate Kid story. It's just the roles were reversed between the mom and the dad, and it was just the dad that you ended up moving in with.
Yeah, I know. It's so strange. It's true, though. Yeah, and also, the same kind of thing, I couldn't afford to pay for the karate lessons or whatever, so at 12 years old, I went to my karate instructor just on a whim, and I was like, hey, listen, I really want to learn, but you know, my dad can't afford it. I'll clean up your school and clean the windows and sweep the floors and, you know, clean the bathrooms and stuff like that in exchange for lessons. And I thought, sure, he'd say no, but he was like, all right, I'll take a chance.
That's
kind of how
that sounds like Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Man, that's like something you never forget where you come from, man. That was very generous and awesome for him to do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we're still friends to this day, obviously, you know.
Oh, I was just about to ask that. That's super cool to hear. Super cool to hear, man. Going into now, let's say 94, I'm trying to get the year correct here. Let's say you're 20 years old, 94, and now you're teaching karate at this point, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I was still working for the same guy. And he expanded his franchise and opened up a studio in Dallas, Texas. So I went up there with him to help him get that one started. And, yeah. So I was pretty much teaching there full time. And at that time, I was living in the back of the karate studio. And they had a bed back there for me and a room and everything. And so I was full on like immersed and, you know, learning the business and learning like, you know, everything from the ground up, you know, like I was an apprentice almost learning how to, you know, do everything that it took to open up a martial arts studio. So I was kind of in training at that point. And then I heard about an audition on the radio. There was a commercial that came on the radio and it said, "We're looking for new Power Rangers. If you know how to do martial arts and gymnastics, then come down to the TV station and try out." And so that's basically what I did.
And that was in Dallas too. They were having tryouts like that in Dallas.
Yeah, they were doing a nationwide what they call a cattle call. It's like an open casting call where they were just looking at anyone and everyone. So I went down to the TV station that Saturday. It was a Saturday that they were holding the auditions, and I went there a Saturday morning, and there was about 4,000 people in the parking lot.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Waiting to audition. Oh my gosh. And, you know, this is back in 94, Steven. This is when Power Rangers just exploded. So when you heard something like this, you were probably thinking, oh, yeah, all right. Well, I know who the Power Rangers are, right?
Yeah, I was really familiar with the Power Rangers because I would actually watch the show because I was teaching kids at that point, and the kids were all talking about Power Rangers and stuff. So I was like, maybe I should start watching this show and seeing what this is all about.
Yeah.
And so that's when I kind of used to watch them do their stuff, and then kind of in my mind just jokingly I was like, oh, I could do what they're doing, and never dreaming that I'd actually ever get the opportunity to. But when I heard that audition on the radio, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go down and see what's what. And
but I mean,
when I looked at that sea of people, you know, I was like, oh my god, there's no way I'm ever gonna get the part. But sure enough, a couple of days later, they called me back and they were like, hey, we want to fly you to California to meet the producers. They really liked your audition. And I was like, wow.
So, walk me through the audition experience. When you went in, did you have to show them a little bit of, you know, martial arts, what you were capable of doing? And you obviously had a look that they were looking for too, but walk me through that, man, when you walked in, when it was finally your turn.
When it was finally my turn, you know, they said they needed people that were at least 18. But that looked younger. So when I went into audition, they were like, wait a second, how old are you? And I said, oh, I'm 20. They're like, okay, go ahead. And they said, you got 30 seconds to show us what you know how to do. So I kind of like, you know, the you know, that whole week before, I kind of put together this routine that incorporated some martial arts and some gymnastics together in what we call a kata, or a, you know, karate form. And I just went and, you know, kind of put something together, and I was just kind of, that kind of embodied like, you know, everything that I thought that they might like to see. And so it was all mixed together with some karate and some gymnastics and things like that.
And then, you know, yeah, sure enough, they called you back. And it was a callback where you had to showcase more of your set, or did they call you back and tell you, all right, kid, you got the job?
No, they said it was a callback. So what they did was, when they called me back, you know, because when I did the audition, they put it on film. And so then they overnighted that film to the producers in California. And then that was on a Saturday when I auditioned. Then on Monday, they called me and they said, hey, we really liked your audition. We want to fly you to California. We've selected 3 people from Texas. We've selected 3 people from New York. We've selected 3 people from Florida, and we've selected 3 people from California. And we're going to fly everyone into California to audition against each other and kind of see who mixes matches and things like that. And so that was what we would call the callback. That was my second callback.
Right, right.
And so then they flew us in. I think it was on a Tuesday they flew us in. And once we flew in, immediately we went right to Saban headquarters, and we auditioned right in the corporate boardroom. they took the big corporate boardroom table and moved it up to the edge, so there was just a big open empty space, and they had Haim Saban sitting there like Simon Cowell, and Shuki Levy was sitting there like you know, Paula Abdul or whatever. It was just like American Idol, you know. It was very it was interesting, and yeah, so I showed them what I knew how to do, and then they asked me a few questions, and then they had me read a couple of lines, and you know, I was familiar with the show, so one of the lines was, it's morphin' time, so I knew exactly how to reach behind my back and do that thing, so I think that kind of impressed them. You know, they're like, oh, hey, you knew what to do, and so anyway, I think that they were kind of impressed with that, that I was familiar with the show already, and so it was all kind of like, it was a partial interview, and it was a partial audition, and then a partial read-through as well. And it basically that took the whole day, and at the end of the day they picked 3 people out of 12, and then the next day I was hired.
You know, it sounds, you know, your confidence, you know, tell me about this. Just sounds like it was, you know, through the roof, and hearing you say it's morphin' time kind of gives me chills too. And I also wanted to talk about, you mentioned it yourself, you read a few lines. What was your acting experience up until that point, Steve?
Oh, my acting experience was zero. It was non-existent. You know what I mean? They literally had me read like 3 lines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I figured that, you know, my thought process was that, oh, you know, they'll probably just like, you know, teach me how to do the acting stuff on the job. And that's exactly what they did, you know?
Yeah, I was just about to say too, like when you got the job and you thought to yourself, oh man, I've never done anything like this before, man. I hope I don't screw it up. But it still sounds like it was just a great process and flow when you got the job and you were getting into it.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is what I kept telling myself. It was like, you know what? If I just make it through this round, I can say I did this. You know what I mean? Like I made it this far. You know what I mean? And I'll be okay with that. You know, I just kept telling myself, you know, each time that I was making it through a round, that, you know, hey, if I can just make it this far, I can be happy with that, you know? And so I didn't have a lot of expectations that I'd actually get the part or anything like that. But I was like, but no matter what, I'm just going to leave it all on out there. You know what I mean? I'm going to put everything out there and give it, you know, everything that I have, and, you know, and that way I can never look back and go, man, I wish I would have done this, or I wish I would have done that. You know what I mean?
You know, the rest is history, and you became part of, you know, one of the biggest franchises in television history, man. And so that still has to hit you. That still has to, you know, really, really surprise you in a good way, where you've come from and where you are and what you've been through.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, to this day, I'm still humbled by it. You know, for a long time after I left the show, for probably like 10 years, I didn't have anything to do with Power Rangers at all, you know, but there was no real social media back then or anything like that. There was no way for the fans to connect with one another or with us, for that matter. And so as social media started to crop up, then all these little forums started cropping up about fans that were still fans of Power Rangers that still loved all the old episodes and still held them dear, you know. And then, you know, with social media like MySpace and Facebook and everything like that, then all of a sudden fans started coming out of the woodwork and friend requesting me and things like that, and, you know, just wanting to express, you know, how much you know, admiration they still had for the show. And I thought that was pretty neat. And so then in 2007 I got invited to do this thing called Power Morphicon. It was the first time they were ever doing it. And it was just this little tiny convention that they put on, and they invited the Power Rangers, you know, to come and be a part of it. Just say, hey, look, these fans, they're going to fly in from all around the world, and, you know, they just want to meet you, and we're just going to have a little convention and a little meet and greet. And I said, oh, that sounds pretty cool. I'll give it a shot, you know.
And, a little convention, you know, right? Just a little one.
Yeah, well, it was a little convention at that point. I mean, I think maybe that at that time, maybe there was only about 800 people at that convention, you know. And so I went there, and when I got into the hotel lobby, there was like, you know, hundreds of people just standing in the lobby. And as soon as they watched me walk through, you know, all of a sudden they just started applauding, you know what I mean? And I was like, wow, this is crazy, you know? And then, you know, and then that whole weekend, was us just basically drinking and partying and hanging out with the fans. You know, they were having hotel room parties, and we were bouncing around to the different hotel rooms. And, you know, we had a couple of panels here and there, but we also had a couple of signings as well. But mainly it was just hanging out with these guys and having fun and partying. And that's pretty much how it was. It was
great. And it's only gotten bigger and bigger, Steve, with every convention, right? I mean, you're doing the tours, and you're seeing people that come up to you and say, man, I saw you growing up. You know, my kid sees you now. You're a big part of my life. That's gotta feel amazing, right?
It is. It's the most incredible feeling ever, you know what I mean? And I'm still so appreciative, you know, of fans. I mean, it's, you know, it blows my mind, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I mean, when I grew up, I was a fan of He-Man and G.I. Joe and all that stuff like that. But you know what? I mean, I don't watch them now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't cling to that kind of stuff now. You know what I mean? So for these fans to be that dedicated, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it's humbling. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just so happy about it, you know, and that, you know, I guess it's a testament to the impact that we had on them, you know, and that's great, you know what I mean? But I never dreamed that that people would still love it so much.
Well, let's talk about the new stuff here. You're part of Power Rangers Zero. Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel. There we go. God, I'm getting off the top of my head. And that, Steve, there is a massive, massive cast that goes along with that show, right?
Yeah, I think they brought 10 of us back from different seasons, you know what I mean? And, you know, the show is going to air on Tuesday on the 28th because that marks the 25th anniversary. So it will be primetime on Nickelodeon. And we're all pretty excited about the work that we did. We filmed the whole thing in New Zealand. I was, first of all, just, you know, glad to be asked back, you know what I mean? Because there were a couple other times that I got, you know, the opportunity to return, and for one reason or another, circumstances just didn't allow me to be able to get out there and film. So this time around, I knew that I wasn't going to let anything stand in my way, you know. I really wanted to be able to get back to the fans, you know, and I even told the producers, like, I don't care about money, I'll do it for free, you know what I mean, if it means I can come back. You know, but I mean, they did pay me, but I just told them that they didn't need to, you know what I mean? Like, I would have done it for free anyway, you know? So I just wanted to be part of the experience. And, so I'm super grateful that they had me back, because there's basically about 100 Power Rangers they could have chosen, and they chose 10 of us. So, you know, I was really glad to be part of one of the people coming back.
And, you know, you're part of the veteran Rangers, and including Jason David Frank. There's got to be some really cool camaraderie between you, some of the new Rangers, and some of the veteran Rangers too. Did any of the new actors ever come up to you for advice and say, "Hey, man, how do I do this, or how can I do this?"
There's been Rangers in the past that have, you know, asked me for advice about stuff like that but. You know, mainly we're just all friends now, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we do these cons together, and, you know, this is where I started, when I started doing Comic Cons and started doing them full time back in like 2013. This is when I started meeting like people from like every, you know, every different season, you know what I mean? And, we've just all become really good friends, because we know we're part of this fraternity that, you know, you know, like a very small group. If you think about it, you know, there's only about 100 people in the world that can call themselves Power Rangers. And, you know, that's a pretty small little group. And, to be part of that, you know, we all have this understanding, you know, that we're part of something special. So, we're just, you know, we're all very, excited, and, you know, we're automatically like brothers and sisters right away. You know what I mean? So we all get along really well. And, you know, we're just, you know, being able to give back to the fans and stuff like that through these conventions has been so great, you know?
Absolutely. You know, Steve, hearing your story and your origin story, you know, where you've been and where you are now is very, very inspirational, man. And talking to you, man, it's warmed my heart. And we really appreciate you doing this interview with us.
Oh man, that's awesome. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Totally. So correct me if I'm wrong on this again. The show is scheduled to return, I believe, what, the 25th? And then you got the special anniversary episode to air on August 28th for Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, our episode is airing on the 28th. You know, that reunion episode is airing on the 28th. And I think it's going to be pretty good. I think they really took a lot of care to make sure that they told a good story.
Very cool, man. Nickelodeon is the channel. August 28th is the date. Be sure to check out the reunion episode with Steve Cardenas, who plays Rocky DeSantos, coming back at you with Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel. Steve, again, thank you so much, man. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you, fellas. Y'all take care.
Thank you.
You too. No, thank you.